Welcome to the Afternoon Jams. Happy to be back in Muskegon. Happy to be back in Muskegon in this fall-like weather. PA Big Rob. And we got special guests in the studio. Sister Kanita Collins is in the building. How you doing, Kanita?
I am pretty wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing great. To your left, Mr. Basketball D. Throw us in the building. What's up? Oh, no. All right.
And, you see how cool it is.
Yeah, you see what's going on. Also, one of the best pound-for-pound stylists, you know, is Nitra Hood is in the building. How you doing, Sister Hood? Oh, I didn't look over there. Oh, that's Tanya. I'm sorry. Y'all look alike. Wow. So what's your skills there, Tanya?
right.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We're live inside the Drive at Five. Kanita, why are we here? What are we talking about today, Kanita?
We're talking about life after cancer, life during cancer, life helping with cancer benefits, and all of our parents have suffered from the big C.
Wow.
So, you know, we all may be able to help one another, you know, through this journey. D Young, and he just lost, I mean, one of our favorite people around here in Muskegon Heights.
Exactly.
Nina, the basketball, football mom. So we want to be there to help him. And, you know, we just try to get some information out there and try to, you know, support people or, you know.
So this is Cancer Awareness Month?
It is Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay. And unfortunately, we just lost D'Angelo to cancer, mm-hmm. you know, and quite a few people. D, what has this journey been like for you?
Different. I really can't really explain it. It's just kind of just real different. Kind of take it day by day. You can try to stay as busy as I can for real.
Right.
It's just been, it's real different. I don't know. I really can't explain it anywhere.
How long did your mother battle with cancer?
So last December of 2024, her appendix had ruptured and she had emergency surgery that night. And when some tests came back or so, they said they kind of saw like maybe cancerous cells, but they didn't say it was actually cancer till I took it to the doctor, probably like some weeks later or so. And then they had scheduled a surgery in March to try to, I think it's called like a debulking, try to get it all out before they thought it spread, but by the end, by March, it had already went to stage 3 by the end.
Oh, wow.
And then went from last March to when she passed in May, this May.
Wow. Tanya, talk about your journey with your mom.
Well,
if you mind, come up to the mic just a little bit for us. Yeah.
Well, our mom, me and Nitra, I want to say it was like in 2011, but she didn't know. She went to the doctor because she was fighting like in her breast, and then he told her, he said to come back when it, you know, come back again. So when she did come back, you know, go back to the doctor, and then they said, well, we have to take a biopsy for it. So then they did that, and then that was like in, I'm gonna say 2012, and then from, I want to say March, I want to say, and she was like in a stage 3 going into a 4. And she didn't want to take treatment. She didn't want to do nothing. And we begged her. We literally begged her, and the doctor was crying and told her, my mom, that, you know, we're going to be there for her. Whatever she do, just go, you know, let's take care of herself. Let's go through it. Whatever treatment it is, do it. And so kind of find out that she had cancer, did not know it, when my brother was living.
Oh, wow.
When he passed, that was in 2008. Mm-hmm. But she never knew. But then, you know, she went through all the treatments and everything, and we did like shifts,
mm-hmm.
and I'll try to help her. And but she beat it. I thank God for that. She been beat it.
Wow. So it is possible to live with cancer.
Yes, it is. It,
from a provider standpoint, you know.
Right. Well, and my mom had a different stage, March, and she had pancreatic cancer. And so looking at that, I knew that this was not going to be good. And we just had to prepare ourselves it just was not good. And then, like she said, she didn't tell us. We didn't know. She went to a doc's appointment. And once my time she found out, she was stage four. So we just had to deal with what was going on and try to do the best we could. But not having the support and the information is what made it hard for me. Not knowing, you know, just trying to figure out what to do next. So, right. So yeah.
Well, have you gotten the support, D? Have your family gotten the support?
Yes, from everybody. That's what's kind of made this process way. I won't say easy because it ain't easy, but
right.
it's better for sure with all the love, support, and you know, even just when she was in the hospital and at home, just like all the support that she had, kind of coming back around, mm-hmm. so all the love that she kind of poured out started coming back, back in. Yeah. So, she had so many flowers and visitors at the hospital and coming to the house. Nurses always talk about how they never really seen so many people with so much support and so many flowers in the room, and even afterwards and stuff, getting people just coming by the house, checking on me, my brother, my dad, our family, our close friends and stuff. So it's been continuous support through the process and even after her passing. So people still kind of support and check on us. So that always makes me better.
If I can say so.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
His mom put Brandy, my daughter, out because Brandy's such a crybaby. So she comes up, she's like, Brandy Jean, get out. So then Brandy, like, just bawling. She's like, get out. But she wasn't put out for real, but she was like, mm-mm. But night I stayed in this spirit that made everybody be like, okay, she all right, we all right. But where people were not necessarily all right, but she was on to see that she said she was all right, made everybody else all right.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to individuals who have lost their mom to cancer, and it's cancer awareness. What about, where can y'all say that we need to look out? You know, what can we be aware of? What are some of the signs we should be aware of? I'll start with the hoods.
I would say just rapid weight loss, just out of nowhere. That's what signs my mom had as well, as well as the discharge from her nipple. Mm-hmm. It was bleeding, but she lost weight drastically. And the doctor, they just really kind of played it off and said, well, she needs to lose weight because she's diabetic. Well, she's losing this weight too fast, so what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
She had two tests done. The first one came back normal, but the bleeding kept going, so they tested her again. And that time, they saw something. And by then, she was already at the stage.
Wow. Anything you can give us?
That one kind of was just out of the blue. We didn't, like I said, her appendix had ruptured, and we didn't know until we went to the follow-up appointment or so. But like during the process, I say whoever kind of does have it, or family members do have a family member with it, like kind of keep them up, moving, active and stuff, because the doctor was telling us like, for every day that she's not up and moving or whatever, she loses 3 days of muscle and stuff. So don't just lay down. I know even when it's hard, and whoever it is, they might be tired or kind of don't feel like moving. So at least try to sit up, maybe walk to the door and back or whatever. But can't just leave them laying down or, you know, just kind of just resting. Try to push them to that limit if they can, farther than what they think they can. Like I said, kind of, if you rest too much, that'll kind of set you back and lose some stuff.
Kanita, do you know if there are any kind of cancer for blacks that we are like the high risk of? I know prostate is very popular, something that for black men that we have to get checked out, and breast cancer for black women. Are there any other?
No, but these sneaky ones, like, I mean, stuff I've never heard of. Just recently, I just heard of something called, I know there's cervical cancer, but vulvar cancer. I mean, just some just popping up out the blue, these weird different types of cancer. So, right. I mean, I just think we should get checked out, be aware of our body. If something's not right, just get it checked out. I don't care if we think it's the little or the smallest thing, get it checked out, because it can grow into being something. I mean, vulvar cancer, I've never heard of it.
Right.
Never heard of it, just until recently. So, we just have to stay mindful, get checked out, make sure we go to the doctor. And get checked out, get seen about.
Well, the healing process of dealing with grief from cancer. What have your family done? How's that healing process work for y'all?
Well, basically just trying to stay positive, helping people be aware of, you know, the breast cancer, because it runs in our family so rapid. Mm-hmm. We just lost
what, about four or three first cousins with breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I have two cousins, maybe three, that's recovering now from treatments. So just be aware of, you know, just help your family be aware. Take the, I think they have like a DNA testing, gene test you can do now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you carry the gene.
Carry the gene. Yeah. That's something we just need to do. And just, that's basically try to help us heal by helping each other, mm-hmm. you know, so everybody don't have to go through blindly.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about for you, do you and your family, healing process? No, your father's still here. How's he doing?
Best as possible. I mean, when you with somebody for that long, yes. and you live with them, you got to go back to their house and sleep wow. in that bed with them and mm-hmm. used to them taking care of you. And, you know, he got diabetes himself. So, you know, she was the one kind of keeping him up on his stuff. So as a partner would be, she was his right. rock or so. So, yeah. I mean, right. he's doing his best as he can be. And we try to keep him moving and support him. But, I mean, I know he's taking it hard. So
right.
I really can't. I'm not gonna lie and say he's just all right, but I mean, probably best as possible because he's trying to be strong for me and my brother and our family as well.
Good, so. Good. Kanita, are there any events going on this month?
Well, yeah, we've done a couple cancer walks, and then actually we'll have there'll be one at Muskegon Family Care November 1st okay. called Walking Out of My Shoes. But that's stepping out cancer is what the new theme of it. So they'll have a couple steppers there. And if you're not doing anything November 1st, come on out. Come on out from 10 to 12. We're celebrating cancers. Nina walked that walk with us last year. She got things as far as they let her get as far as Tasty Queen. And somebody scooped up. I can't remember. Okay. I think your brother scooped up. Yeah. So we were just happy she was out of the hospital and she came up to Queen Esther with us and we done a little walk. But I think she got as far as Tasty Queen. If she even got that far, I think somebody scooped up. But what I'm trying to do, what I'm going to do, like I said, my mom died at 59. I am going to celebrate 60 like never before.
Right.
And so my intention is to have the biggest party January the 17th. And then I brought these people here because I'm going to donate. It's a benefit bash.
Okay.
So whatever I raise, I'm going to give them, my intent is to give them at least $1,000 so they can start some kind of thing that we can celebrate or either make people aware about some of the things that goes on with us. And then we can continue this on and on and on. And then my contribution to you is going to be like $500 for the kids to go to Africa.
Thank you.
So that's what I want to do. So I want to have a benefit bash and I want to carry it every year. And so we won't, then their name won't die.
Right.
Their name won't die. So
when
I when I prayed about it, he showed me these people. So I said, these are the people that I'm going to seed into. So my benefit bash, hopefully everybody come out, celebrate.
That's you. They coming out, auntie. Like,
come on. Come on. We're going to be there. Nitra told me, she said, I call her Shug. I said, well, Shug is in close. She said, baby, them tickets gonna go. We ain't gonna have enough room.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. So that's what I'm intending to do. So I will be seeing into the 500 to Africa trip for a kid that do not have, and then they're gonna do what they're gonna do with their
donation. Online comments on Will Robeson said cancer is a horrible disease. Claim both my parents and grandparents' lives and several other relatives. I think your boo said, go to the doctor with your parents. Let me go back to Derek Collins. Yeah. I believe that you can go, is to go with your parents.
I found out when I went to the appointment with my mom. I know if I wouldn't have went with her, she wouldn't have told. She would have tried to hold off as long as she could. Mm-hmm. So.
In the same situation at the time my mom was going through, I had just had a breast exam because I had a lump in my breast. Mm-hmm. So we both was waiting on our test results. And when I tell you, stuff like that will drive you crazy. I was having so many anxieties about it. And then I just stopped praying about it. I'm like, Lord, whatever your will is, you know, but I did not want to come back with the test being positive.
Yeah.
Mine came back negative. Went to the doctor. My mom just knew hers was going to be negative too. And it just shocked all of us.
Yeah,
so definitely, yeah, go to the doctor
with your parents.
And you know, too, men think that it's just for women's.
Right.
Men think that it's just for women that will have breast cancer. But men can have it too.
That's right.
Right.
They can.
A lot of them, they think that, okay, well, she got breast cancer, you know, whatever. But no, I'm a man. No, some men do have, well, can get
breast cancer. Well, before we go, talk about your parents, the legacy. What do you want Muskegon to know about your parents? Start with John.
Okay. I want people to know that my mother, she was in the beginning, you know, it shook her, but in the end, she came out swinging. You know, her faith was grounded in God. You know, we were there for her, and she knew it, so that helped her to, you know, come through it. But I want people to know that you can beat this. She did it. She was how old at the time? Maybe 60 something, I believe. But you can beat this. And she encouraged everybody to pray, keep your faith in God. Yeah. Right. You know, no matter what the doctors say, right. You know, God has the last say. Yeah. So regardless of what you're going through this process, you keep God first.
That's right.
Yeah, just stay prayed up.
And I know that she always used to say, I'm going through this because I'm going to be a living testimony.
Amen.
She said, God told me. I said, yeah, Mom, I said, you're right.
And he is.
And it's like, even through her going through what she was going through, my mom was still praying for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And going to visit people. But until, like, you know, all the different stuff started to happen to her.
Right.
But she never changed her faith. She just kept praying and praying and praying. And then prayer works.
Yeah. Prayer works. Yeah. Do you, what do you want Muskegon to know? We already know a lot about your mom. Yeah, she was very visible. But that's right.
Yeah. I just feel like I had to go to my mom. She was the best to her. Mm-hmm. Everything I could ask for. Mm-hmm. And my brothers and my cousins. She was a mama to a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Right. So she always kept God first, which everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
She made sure we was all right more than herself in the process. So like she just said, even with Brandy and stuff, she let us know on her last couple of days and her last day that she all right, and she ready to be home with her mama and her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at peace with everything because she knew God was calling her home.
That's right.
Just wanted people to know, like, keep God first, whatever the process is. And just be there for your people and cherish your mother, cherish your family.
Yes, sir.
It made me appreciate family even more because of the process and all of us being together and different ones being supportive. So she was big on family. So just, you know, cherish your people.
Yep.
You know, you only get one mama. So if anybody out there got a bad relationship with their mom or
tighten it up.
Tighten it up and... You know, because you never know when your last
day will
be or when God gonna call you home. So, and she was big on that as well, of just, you know, giving people second chance forgiveness all that. Absolutely. And just whatever God put out there, just the energy you put out there, you're gonna receive. So that's why she had so much support coming in and everybody kind of rallying around her, because she spread that love and put that energy out there in the world. So it came back to her. So whatever you put out there in the world is gonna come back to you, you know.
That's right.
It's not going to be easy, whatever it is, but, you know, that's what's family for. My cousins and her good friends been the best ever through this process and what made it even better. So, you know, just cherish your people, cherish your family, love on your people and keep them close.
That's right.
DJ Lorenda down in Orlando says, hey, man, I am a breast cancer survivor. Thankfully, I found out when I was in stage 1, went through radiation, definitely an emotional roller coaster, blessing. Mm-hmm. To everyone. Thank you, DJ Lorinda. And I know you got your podcast coming out, right? You're working on it, right? Your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My garage almost done. And so.
Okay.
All right.
Be looking out for that, Muskegon. It's going to be hot content.
Yeah, sure. Coming out too.
All right. You got one too. Yeah, okay.
Okay. The same mind. Family United.
Okay.
It's basically about family sticking together.
That's right.
Helping out, how we were raised.
Yep.
Grounded and rooted in faith in God. About, you know, our mother, our father, what all they went through, what we went through.
Yeah.
But we still here.
That's right.
You know.
That's
just
right.
Just being thankful for your family, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. You know, family is everything. My mom, she was really big on family. She was a mother to the community.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody
yeah.
Was right. Jackson.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Miss Horton.
It's very important that as a black family, we need to get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We've gotten away from that. You know. So yeah, we have a podcast coming out real soon as well.
All right. What, Kanita, you got one coming too?
What?
Yeah.
No. No. I'm just going to support everybody else.
Right. Well, tell us about your mom.
Oh, Maddie Haller. Everybody know Miss Dansler, like you just said. I mean, a mother to all. And I just want to make sure that her legacy live on. I want to be able to do what she did. You know, she didn't have a lot, but what she did have, she gave.
Right.
I want to be able to do the same.
All right. So the Harlem Knights birthday benefit bash is Saturday, Saturday, January the 17th. That's like Martin Luther King weekend, right?
Yeah. I'm party for him too.
All right. Right. Over at Folker Community Hub, 640 Seminole Road. How can people buy tickets?
That will, all of us will have tickets. And then just hit either one of us up. Anybody in my family, you hit Facebook. Yeah. So however you want to get, you can get these tickets. But come on to the Boom Boom Room.
Go on to Boom Boom Room.
Come to the Boom Boom Room.
And this is your birthday. You'll be what?
I'll be 60.
60.
Yep. My mom didn't make it to 60. Her sister didn't make it to 60. That horrible cancer, man, I tell you. But I'm making it to 60. It's going to be a party.
All right. Anything else y'all want to say before we go?
I just want to emphasize on people stressing. Mm-hmm. Stress will bring on a lot of illnesses.
It will.
Before my mom realized she had breast cancer, she lost her son, her father, and then her husband. Mm-hmm. So she went through a lot
of stress.
And by the time she noticed what she was going through, you know, it was kind of late in the game because she was worried about everybody else from 2008 mm-hmm. until she was diagnosed in
11.
Be mindful of the stress you take on. Mm-hmm.
All right, got some online comments before we go. Sister Deborah Clipper Moore said, "Awesome testimony. Keep getting the word out." Brother Rashard said, "Love that, man. We miss our mama." And Sister Clipper says, "So true. Stress will kill you."
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for being able to talk about this. I know it could be hard. I know it could be hard. And I don't know about America. I know in other cultures in Asia, they've been able to get a grip of this thing. And I don't know if it's the food. I don't know. It's America's stress.
Right.
But I know in Africa, and I know they don't have the technology that America has, but it's really not really heard of too much, too often. Yeah. Of cancer. So I hope that we can find a solution to this. And I've been reading about vaccines coming.
Yeah.
That a black person that created a vaccine. And I know it's being tested. And I hope that it becomes something that we can use to prevent lives from dying.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Shout out to my goddaughter, Miracle Burns. She makes these braces because her mom is a breast cancer survivor.
Okay, nice. Wow.
So she makes these. And if you all want to
All right.
Thanks everybody for watching online and listening to us on radio. We're going back to more music this afternoon.